DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not Another Podcast. We have a full cast today. Bryce is here, Jim is here, Samantha's here, Danny's here, and I'm here, and I'm fucking fired up. I'm gonna need a minute.
Fired up enough to take over the Capitol.
I'm gonna need a minute here.
Okay, Jays. I mean,
take your minute.
Obviously, this week was, I'll go ahead and be the first on record to say pretty slow news week. Not a lot going on. There's like some celebrity bullshit and someone's dating someone else and someone's dog is, you know.
Welcome to December 38th.
You know.
Yeah.
So all my life.
We're starting here. Okay.
I've grown up hearing things like these colors don't run. America's number one. We're the greatest nation in the world. Yesterday, those fucking colors ran. And it's fucking bullshit.
Yup.
Agreed.
For the last 4 years, we've had the 2016 election flaunted in our fucking faces. We've been called sore losers. We've had our freedom stomped on. And yesterday, I was so fucking angry and humiliated at my fellow Americans.
Yeah.
Traitors.
For this fucking bullshit. These people who stormed the Capitol yesterday under the guise of protecting America. Actually, what you did was try to overthrow the government.
Correct.
And become fucking Nazi Germany. You tried to become North fucking Korea. Fuck you all. You should all be ashamed to call yourselves Americans. You should all fucking leave this goddamn country and go to North Korea, because that's obviously the kind of rule you want to live under.
Well, James, I mean, obviously, that was pretty much the universal, I would say, feeling of people watching. I watched more C-SPAN yesterday than I think I have in my entire fucking life.
All day.
I was riveted. You know what they need? You know what our Congress needs to make it more, you know, I mean, aside from a couple of Ed 209s kind of just walk in perimeter occasionally. I would say ring people, like some attractive men and women to walk around, like only when they're not doing anything important, they cut the sound. So you can still watch it, but it's like it's muted and like they're all doing kind of shit. If you just have like a sexy guy, sexy gal walk by, they can hold up the thing that they're debating, you know, or
mid-debate wrestling.
Correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let's not make it sexist, Bryce. Let's not make it gross. Let's
keep here's something I learned.
I didn't say mud wrestling or oil wrestling.
Samantha, I don't know if this happened.
I mean,
happened
you can oil up
state?
A couple guys.
Why is it just for women?
But
yeah,
here,
come on.
Capital,
you're sexist.
Hold on. James still got some stuff to say.
I just learned this just about an hour ago. And Samantha, Jim, I don't know what happened in your guys' state, but in our state capital, a Republican congressman allowed protesters into the state capitol building.
We had fights break out here too in Ohio.
5 people died in Washington, D.C. because of this protest. 5. One of them a police officer.
Insurrection, not a protest.
Yes.
Yeah,
attempted coup, not a protest.
Yeah.
No,
definitely a coup.
Protest.
I think under the consider in the situations, I will allow a James a protest or two. If one should slip out, it's fine. I'm not going to. You know, not going to play atrocity Nazi.
We all know
like,
what we mean.
Let's call this what this
there.
Is here.
Atrocity Nazi.
You know, I don't want to be that guy.
Coward.
Yeah.
Who has led our country for the last 4 years.
that incited all of this violence.
Exactly, Bryce. Thank you.
He stoked the fucking fire.
Sat before this crowd.
Yeah.
Just blocks away, feeding them more fucking lies and more fucking garbage, getting them fired up, demanding that they march down to the Capitol.
No.
Fucking did.
Well, he did not. I will be there with demand. You. He did not demand.
Oh, suggested.
Because that's the thing. He's like, I hear some of you will be going down there later to voice your opinions. This fuck smear of a human sack of garbage. Not just him though. Not just him. Everybody else, every one of those fucking Republicans that fanned the flames and continued this bullshit,
Bruce and
that allowed this horseshit illusion to fester and boil. Every last one of them is responsible. Giuliani being chief among them because he was at that fucking rally and used the words trial by fire. Fuck.
A trial by combat.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. You're right. I was a little more subtle. He was a little
Atrocinazi.
Thank you. Atrocinazi. Name for the show, possibly. Title of the show. I'm tossing it out there. I'm suggesting it. But no, I mean, every last one of those fucking assholes that allowed that lie to perpetuate, every last one of them, that blood is on their hands as well as it is Trump's, mostly his. Mm-hmm. Tiny fucking hands.
Yep. Every single one of those people who marched into Congress, looted, vandalized,
disrespected.
You're fucking terrorists.
Yeah.
There's no.
Yep.
Yep.
What you did was fucking terrorism. Yeah. All the shit that you hold up and say, oh, this is fucking terrorism. What those fucking Iraqis that's you now. You're a fucking terrorist.
Yep.
I think
you are a disgrace to this nation, and I am ashamed to call you an American.
The worst part about it, too, and this was something that was brought to my attention, but at the same time, it made total sense. You know, had the skin tone of the group that stormed.
Oh, no, that was brought up several times. Would have
been a shade darker, they would have been shot on sight.
Yep. So, not too long ago, when Black Lives Matter protests were happening in Washington, the Capitol building was wall to wall National Guard in full battle dress.
You may have heard about it.
Yesterday, we had a couple dozen police officers, and they were completely overwhelmed. And I don't know, Jim, you were watching C-SPAN. I watched the whole thing on several news outlets. I watched the moment the police realized they were overwhelmed and they were losing.
Yeah. When they started like, retreating.
They had no choice but to back away.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. And Danny, you were 100% correct.
Other circumstance, they would have just started opening fire.
Yep.
Yep.
I have no doubt about that.
Just saying.
I'm just curious though, because as James had mentioned previously, and I'm going to use the big word, peaceful protest in Portland, Oregon, was greeted with, shall we say, less than
cordial invites.
an accommodating demeanor. You know, rubber fucking bullets, gas, all kinds of shit. They rushed the goddamn Capitol building like it was Black fucking Friday.
Yep.
And they're raiding a fucking Walmart. I'm like, this is the Capitol. I was under the assumption that if you just so much as talked loud, you'd be a fucking red mist in about 3 seconds.
Yeah,
these fuckers ran through there like nothing. Sorry, go ahead, Sam.
No, you're fine. I saw you were finishing. I'm sorry. I saw a tweet from a girl who said, around this time last year, I was arrested for reading the Constitution out loud too loudly to a group of old women.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow. Well,
I hope she's still in prison. I hope that she's
how dare horrible. She?
This rotting old fuck stick.
Fuck her for knowing the rules, you know.
She clearly hasn't read the Trump dated version of the Constitution. I just made that up. I'm thinking that's pretty fucking stellar.
No, that was good. Clever.
Fuck stick of a president.
He's not a president.
Did
he's
not
a,
come out.
He is he's a wannabe dictator. And I'm calling this now. I believe based on his, I guess you would call it a reply to the rioters, the fucking terrorists, essentially, that were invading the Capitol building.
His endorsement.
When he told them that he loved them. That's not they're what a politician special. Says yes. to his constituents to get them to calm down. That's what a cult leader says to their fucking followers when he wants them to know that their undying love and loyalty is going to be met with his love.
Yep.
His love is what's going to make sure that you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as it's in my name.
It was
drinking the Kool-Aid, Trump supporters.
It was the most hands down passive aggressive stand on order I've ever seen. It was go home. No, but really keep doing what you're doing, but go home.
It was a stand back and stand by moment. It was another one of those.
Just 100%.
He learned his lesson from that issue to not say that. So he just said it in a different way.
Look, I was robbed. We all know it. I was ripped off. There's criminals running rampant.
Well,
but we can't have any violence. Just go home. Go home. I feel your pain. I'm with you.
So have any of you followed the fallout today of what's happened?
Oh, I've been watching news clips and stuff all day while I was working.
Yeah, I was up till about midnight when Congress came back. And I sat and listened to like horseshit objection after horseshit objection. And it's like I got such an amazing education because it's like when they object, it just throws a fucking monkey wrench in the whole goddamn works.
You can see
the plan.
You could see Pence's face. He was like, son of a bitch.
But when they started, when they got to the non-contested states, that shit should have been like 45 minutes. We get the whole goddamn country.
It usually is. Yeah.
So
I was glad to see that some of the senators repealed their objections after all this shit.
Well, they knew it was fucking pointless.
So really quick, let's kind of roll the time capsule back just a couple of weeks. The GOP leader, fucking Mitch Cecil B. Turtle McConnell,
came out and said
there should be no contest. Joe Biden is the president-elect. It should have been done right there. Your fucking leadership came out and said no. Democracy has won out. The American people have spoken. Love him or hate him.
Hate him.
Joe Biden is our new president.
Oh, I'm sorry. Schmidt Trump. Excuse me. Sorry. I should have waited. I didn't
isolate the audio.
Jump the gun.
But you have all these fuck sticks in Trump's ass who are
for
still
what reason? For what reason? Reason
he
does nothing
to him because
you.
He has such
I will
a backing.
Thank you, exactly, Bryce.
Yep. He
he's got this right wing fringe, and it's a bigger fringe than it should be. But they've hitched their trailers to him, and there is no turning back for them.
Well,
they're
as of
sucking
yesterday,
him off, they're sucking him off as much as they can, regardless of how ridiculous it makes them look, because they know in 4 years they'll be like, I stood on the floor of the Senate and I stood up for, you know, our fucking unquestionable leader. Now, I kind of want to run the boat for a little bit. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, please, as of yesterday, every single one of them who did not fucking denounce this shit has completely shot their political career in the foot. The fallout of this thing is still like we're only seeing the very ripples of it. The actual tidal wave is still fucking coming. So McConnell's wife is the Secretary of Transportation. She resigned today.
First
that's
cabinet
not too
member.
Surprising.
The
though.
First cabinet and several more are expected. The sergeant,
my bus was late.
Sergeant at arms of the Congress resigned.
Like it showed up at all.
The chief of police for Washington, D.C. resigned today.
Oh, rats are jumping ship.
Oh, fuck. You better believe
it. Should have done that 4 fucking years
Melania
ago.
Trump, chief of staff, or not chief of staff, her main go fetch it boy.
Juan the pool boy, who she's been fucking?
I mean, honestly, is
I'm sorry, she's fucking her head of security.
Is there a court in the land? She could be banging Jerry Blank from Strangers with Candy. I'd say, God bless you. Have a great time. Hey, you know, come on. But no.
But Jim, you said it when they resumed the session, and senators who were planning to object flipped.
Loeffler.
That shocked the shit out of me. And then
me too.
And not only that, Democrats fucking won the Senate yesterday. Way to go, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia, good job, Georgia. Suck 100%.
So for the next 2 years, shit's going to get done.
Yeah.
Because Republicans can't fucking forestall shit.
Nope.
And maybe the rest of America will go, maybe Democrats.
Oh, so this is what a functioning country looks like.
A working government?
Yeah, no. I know. Because shit's going to get done. They can pass the $2,000 stimulus like that. They can pass stuff to get COVID vaccines distributed.
So here's a couple of new developments that I saw just before I got to come home from work. Number one, we've been hearing about it for a while, but ever since yesterday, Trump is scrambling to find out the legal ramifications of a self-pardon.
Yep, I just saw that too.
Because the Justice Department,
I'm with you, Danny. It's ridiculous.
Is considering filing charges for insurrection.
They should. God damn.
Oh, he should have been behind bars. Insurrection.
Yep. Oh, but yeah, not for this though. I mean, he's done so much illegal shit.
Yes,
he should have been impeached and removed.
Yes,
the phone call.
The problem.
It's ridiculous.
The 25th Amendment is being lauded a lot. Pence wouldn't take a call from Nancy Pelosi today because he was afraid she was going to pressure him into invoking the 25th Amendment.
They've been talking to him about it since yesterday.
Yeah, and rumor has it Pence hasn't taken any calls from Trump either. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, so I just saw an article today that because Trump's been pressuring Pence to overturn electorates yesterday, and he wouldn't do it. He basically left him there and him and his family out to hang out and dry with all of the attempted coup.
Yeah, well,
this is just further proof. And this should go to show all those other fucking Republicans who are still standing with him. He doesn't give a shit about you.
Well, no, let's be clear.
The only thing he cares about is himself and Ivanka because he wants to fuck Ivanka.
Yeah. But let's be clear. If you are a hardened Trump supporter and you're part of his base, you are not a Republican.
Yeah.
No.
You're a Trump.
Trump's not a Republican, has you're never, ever, ever been.
The only reason
you're not a Republican.
The only reason Trump ran as a Republican, and you can fucking look this up. There's video of this. Trump,
because he knew he would win. Because Republicans are stupid.
Yes. Thank you, Danny. That was the quote. Yeah. The only reason he would run as a Republican is because Republicans are stupid and he'd win. And he was fucking right. So
that was the exact
Republicans
words he used.
Trump hates the military. Number one.
Yep.
Number two, he
losers
thinks
and
you're
suckers.
Fucking stupid. And he screwed you over for the last 4 years. And number three, if your little insurrection had worked yesterday, the very first thing Trump would have done, taken your fucking gun so you couldn't do that to him.
Yeah, he hates guns. He famously hates guns and thing, and he's the first person who would take them from you. That's why, because every single thing he says and blames other people for is shit he's done or is thinking. So he's going to take your guns. That's the first thing he would do
to any fucking Republican who holds up the Second Amendment. I defy you to find me any transcript, any video, any audio of any Democrat at any time ever saying we're coming for your guns.
I think there was one. Yeah. Sorry.
Beto O'Rourke said, we're going to take your guns. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't think that was the exact quote, but Beto O'Rourke did say that.
There was a solid JK attached. No one mentions the JK.
I think he was just fired up. I really don't think he.
Do you guys know where that quote came from? Hmm. I had this pointed out to me. I didn't realize where that quote came from. We're coming.
South Park.
Guns. the American president with fucking Michael Douglas. It came from a fucking movie and they glommed onto it. And
that happens all the time, though.
It was like a,
get your fucking facts straight. No Democrats coming for your guns. That's sane.
They don't know what facts are. Because
let's face it, Beto O'Rourke's not fucking sane.
Let's face it. At this rate, facts are for the people who are willing to accept them and those who are not.
Yeah.
And sadly, I would say there's arguably about 99.999% of Trump's entire base unwilling to accept a fact, even when it's slapping them in the fucking face.
Well, yeah. I looked at Ryan and I said, okay, this is what participation trophies get us in society.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry.
No, you're absolutely right.
You're 100%. This is the age of entitlement. These people are fucking entitled or feel they're entitled. And here's the thing. 4 years ago, we as Democrats, as liberal thinking, critical thinking people
just got slapped
in the face with an election that was proven to be rigged, by the way.
Let's not
fucking forget that.
Oh, that's just if you allow all the people to testify and all the evidence to be there, James. Yeah. There was a trial.
But we sucked it up. We sucked it up for 4 years. But never once did we fucking storm the Capitol. We sat back and we did what we were supposed to do.
And
we made our voices heard this past election and we fucking got out and we voted.
In record fucking numbers.
And you know
what? Amazing.
The government was on point. They were watching because they learned from the last election that other countries might try and interfere. They were on top of it. And you know what happened? Nothing. There was no
thing that
at all. You know what? Georgia came out. Did any of you guys, you all heard the phone call, right?
Yeah.
The Georgia phone call. Two instances of voter fraud in the entire state of Georgia. Two. Here's the other question. All those fucking Republicans need to answer. If their state level elections were okay and their Republican representatives won, how can they say that the ballots were corrupt then? Because the same fucking ballots were used to elect the president as were the state representatives and state senators.
True. James, the numbers are clearly there if you look. let's see. Trump, hold on. Trump got more votes in this election than he did in the previous election. That means he wins. That means he wins.
He wins huge.
I think my favorite thing about his like Trump math quote unquote is that he's like, I have the most votes of any incumbent president ever. I'm like, yeah, but
because more people other are guy born had, every year.
The other guy or had more. The other guy had more. You had more than all the previous ones. Cool. You broke a record, but he broke your record. Sorry.
I did want to mention one thing, though. Although, you know, we as the other side of this fence of argument as far as, you know, with Trump or obviously, you know, not batshit and crazy. We did have the bit of tumultuous, not my president rallies that did turn ugly periodically. But
I'm sorry, the what rallies?
Not my president rally. They happened right after he got elected in Portland. It was when I was living downtown. Shit got a little squirrely down there for a couple of nights. But I mean, it wasn't nearly what this had taken place of, but still wanted to bring that to mention that all of them.
That is the nature. Yeah, that's the nature of protesting and speaking your mind, though, is that people tensions are going to get high and things are going to happen. That happens on both sides.
Yeah, but we didn't storm no Capitol buildings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jim, I'm sorry to say something.
If I could. No.
Senator Willig.
I appreciate that, Senator Stark, from the great state of denial. I will go on to say, No, a friend of mine
lives in the great state of Indetermia, Senator Willig. Yes.
I may or may not. That is none of your concern. And I will thank you to stay out of my personal affairs, sir. No, so a friend of mine I was talking to yesterday, she put a scenario to me that I hadn't considered at that moment, and it immediately just blossomed into what must, you know, really be going on, and it was kind of hilarious. So the Trump-wanauts storm the Walmart of our nation's capital. The six pack of Paul Blart Mall Cops that they had were unable to quell the bastard battle rebellion. Like, it was like, it wasn't even like Game of Thrones. It was a game of bidets. It was sad. So they get word, right? There's word like, okay, so we got a dude. It's like the shittiest Animal House cosplayers are kicking in the door. We got to hide y'all somewhere. So they gather up all the senators and they take them down someplace into like a, probably like an activity center somewhere down in like in the deep bowels of the thing.
Some checkers.
So all the senators are there probably in this big ass fucking room. So that means that Ted fucking Cruz, Rubio, and the other cunts that are the fucking reason why these assholes are here are probably looking at them being like, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little auction and you get to pick which genital you get to mutilate. Now, I'm going to start the bidding pretty low. So could you imagine being stuck in a room?
I start with Lindsey Graham.
Well, I mean, as what? As Kim?
No, fucking Lindsey Graham fucking denounced Trump like right away.
Yeah, but he's been sucking his cock the whole time, so he can go fuck himself.
But here's the thing.
The views and opinions of Bryce Wolf do, in fact, are supported by the entirety of the Not Another Podcast crew.
What it comes down to, Lindsey Graham is a fucking coward. And the only reason he jumped up and denounced Trump is because little Lindsey Graham,
he's trying to jump off the bandwagon last now. Night.
Yep.
He was scared shitless. So I'm not surprised. Lindsey Graham,
I feel bad for
the
people that didn't have anything to do with this shit stoking this fucking fire. All the staffers
bad for those police officers that were fucking down there and went,
I should have called them Paul Blart.
Shit. We can't hold these people back.
Oh, no. So instead, we're just going to open up the gates and just let them right in.
Well, cool.
Enjoy these unsecured computers.
Yeah.
They called the National Guard and the National or someone was just like, nah.
Yeah, they denied the initial request.
And then Pence had to like force them to approve it.
Yeah.
But Trump tried to take credit for that.
Of course
and then
he did.
Pence was like, nah, bro.
So here's the main problem.
I just made myself laugh imagining Pence saying bro.
Oh, bro.
So here's the main problem.
Sorry, father.
That milquetoast guy couldn't say that.
The problem
calls his wife mother.
Ew, gross.
It does. It's gross.
Up until last night, he called Trump father. Now he calls him stepdaddy.
Dude, James, my dick just dry heaved. I don't know if you should.
It inverted. Please stop talking.
You know, Jim, I got to tell you right now, I love you, brother, because I have been so pissed off all day and I've barely held on to my anger because every time you open your mouth, it's something that's just like, you know, really, it's not that bad.
Well, you hide it well, James. I mean, you do. I will not. I will. I mean, I could have easily sat here and made a few comments about your Ted Kaczynski-esque type, you know, hair and goatee. I did not, though. I did not make any reference whatsoever to whatever manifestos you may or may not have written.
I appreciate that. And that's why I'm going to tell you, if you get a package from me tomorrow, don't open it.
Okay. Well, thank
you. If you get a package to open one of our mugs.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at what
seamless.
She's doing there.
Shameless plug where no one
is
integrating. Well, I wanted to say, though, moving forward, the chief issue that we're going to have.
Oh, I thought she was taking her shirt off.
I was about to say, I'm like, Samantha Stark.
I was gonna.
She's dedicated to this podcast.
I'm gonna tell you all to just shut up.
I mean, there's humane, and then there's humane. I mean, come on now, Sam.
We could all use a little booby right now.
Apple pie. Yeah.
James, isolate that. We could all use a little booby right now. I believe.
Got it.
We've had too much of a tit recently, so I mean, you know.
Well, tits and jiggly boobies are different things.
I would take some titty to the full on fist fucking. I feel like I've been taking. I'd say if I had a ballpark.
Look, if he's anything, he's a sphincter, okay? And I think we've all had a little too much sphincter.
So here's
a little too much taint.
I'm trying to see into the future here a little bit and see
what our centipede of presidents,
what our chief issues are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as I see that,
we're all in the middle. He's the front.
Bryce is correct.
Yeah.
As I see them, as I see moving forward, our problems are going to be, you know, these lunatics, aren't just going to go away. B, are only going to get louder. And C, and most importantly,
more violent.
To them, they thought that is how you protest. Whenever they would show up normally, it was to counter protest something that people were trying to do peacefully. When it was their show, that's how they thought you're supposed to fucking do it. Is supposed to just storm the fuck in there, sit on Nancy Pelosi's fucking desk, act like you fucking live there, and not. And I think the worst thing, I heard it from a couple of the senators last night when they came back to talk, and it really was one of the more sickening things that happened yesterday, was these fucking just fuck smears took down an American flag and ran up the Trump flag.
Which is fucked. That is fucked. That is, you are not an American. That is treason. That is insurrection. Fucked.
And the guy running with the Confederate flag through there.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. The Confederate flag. They're like, it's never made it here before, but here we go now.
When all this is said and done and it's time to start holding people accountable, how do you not compile this as one of the most gross attacks on this country? And if you do not hold these people to the highest level of, you know, accountability, then A, that's a welcome to anybody else that would like to try. And it's a slap in the face to anything that you're going to try and say, well, democracy is still alive. Clearly, it's fucking not.
Well, so also probably consider the fact that the world is fucking watching right now. And our enemies are looking at this going, wow.
Who do you think had their fingers in this pie the whole time?
They're tearing themselves apart.
I guarantee Putin had agents there.
Guess who's back on Twitter?
No!
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I knew the 12 hours was up.
He put up a two and a half minute video, and I think we should all listen to it together.
Okay, sure.
Please.
Someone want to put James in some restraints? Bree, please, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you.
The building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who
engage in
the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning.
There he goes, right there.
God bless you, and God bless America.
Fuck him.
What a disingenuous
So, number one. Oh, my God, Jim.
Well done, Jim. Well done.
Okay.
Subtle reply.
There's no way we can top that. The senator from Pennsylvania clearly...
closing the floor.
I salute thee, sir.
The opinions of Jim Willig reflect those of Not Another Podcast and its participants.
It was pretty pale back there, so I'm pretty sure you probably see your face in the reflection. Well,
number one,
crushed up a lot of Ritalin, and
he clearly did
Coke.
Not write any of that.
Oh no,
yeah.
The words were all wasted. It was too concise.
Most of what he started with, George W. posted that shit a couple of days ago. Uh-huh. How wrong it was and how these people need to be tried. And that was W.
The first comment underneath
know
this is Trump's please don't impeach me again speech.
Yeah, I will say that.
No, that's fucking remove me before I can pardon myself.
I'll say that for the vast amount of that, which was horseshit and lip service, what we did just hear and see was a whipped fucking puppy. Someone put him in a fucking corner and explained to him exactly what the fuck is about to happen. And they're like, you're going to fucking read the fucking words and you're going to do your best to put out this fucking fire because you are staring down the barrel of a very large, angry gun. And I know you don't like them, which is why we put them here. You fuck.
No, he's politically, he's done. Like he's been talking about running in 2024. No, he's done. Nope. He is absolutely done.
So I'm going to disagree with that because I don't think he's done. He's going to take his base and I think he's going to split the GOP, which is going to be great because they're not going to agree with anything. And the GOPers and the Trumpers are never going to work together again.
Nope.
So the best scenario is they can't get power again because they will be running opposite each other. So there'll be a third party.
Here's where I think you're wrong on that, Bryce. I love the idea of it.
But it's got, I was going to say it's got potential.
This guy is fucking terrified of leaving office and no one has bothered to ask why.
Oh, lots of people ask why.
Everybody asks why.
But
he's got a fuck ton of debts coming up that he's not going to be able to pay back.
It also emerged that he's looking to leave the country as soon as he's done with
office. That would not be a good idea.
Yeah, no, I was
Iraq, Iran, Interpol.
Pretty sure they would try to extradite his ass.
I was going
to
say, I'm curious to know what the there's countries that don't extradite though. I'm curious.
His plane's intercepted in flight.
He's good buddies with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And they don't extradite.
But we haven't heard from Kim Jong-un in months because his sister
Kim Jong-un saw the news yesterday and went, fuck no.
It's because he's in a coma.
Yeah.
And his sister is ready to pull the plug and take control.
Yeah.
That's
damn.
Well, fucking Corona's a bitch.
He's been gone for a while.
Yeah, long time.
I think there was good evidence that he may have gotten coronavirus, wasn't it? Or he had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, supposedly he had gotten it.
There was something that I read a while ago because this has been a while.
Yeah, I never read.
Trump probably sent it to him with that CD, the Elton John CD.
with all of his love songs on it. We fell in love.
Hold me closer, tiny Dan.
You're my little rocket man, Kim. My little rocket man.
Promoted again, so there's probably some pretty good evidence that he is.
He's
not
a vegetable,
doing well.
Or he's dead.
Yeah,
he's veggie dead.
Let's face it,
his sister's not going to pull the plug. She's going to take the pillow and humanely make Kim Jong-un pie.
Wow, is that
Danny?
Oh, I guess he was.
Is that a segue to our merch, James?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get merch. You can get humane apple pie merch on our merch page, which I don't know the name of. Samantha, what's the name of our page?
Merch.streamelements.com/notanotherpodcast.
Now, Sam,
Jim.
I'm curious.
Yes.
I've got a friend. Right?
Just one?
I do, and they exist. Now, they enjoy hot beverages, traditionally starting in the morning. Now, is there some kind of crazy merch that I could get at our store that I could give to our friend?
Well, you're in luck, Jim, because we've got the craziest merch just for your friend and yourself.
Holy fuck.
The worst.
Please tell me more.
Do as Danny
says. Well, thanks, Jim's friend.
I do not know.
We have mugs, and when you drink it, you won't get hair in your mouth.
Hey, Samantha. Sometimes
yes,
I get cold.
Hair and mouth.
Oh, no.
I could go get at our merch page to keep me warm.
Why, yes, there is, James. You can get a hoodie and keep yourself cozy and toasty all winter long.
No way.
Way.
What other crazy merch is there?
The craziest merch of all is stickers. They stick to you or paper or anything you put them on.
Whoa, I've never heard of such a crazy contraption.
It is totally nutty. We're just so crazy here at our merch store.
So these stickers will stick to, like, say...
anything?
Like
your
glass?
Ass cheek? Yes. So when you moon the president of the United States, soon to be outgoing president, he'll see two different apples on each cheek.
Now, Sam.
Jim.
I have a disturbing, deep-rooted hatred of fruit.
Oh, no.
However.
Any fruit in particular, Jim?
Specifically grown on trees, maybe in an orchard somewhere.
Keeping the doctor away.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. Kind of a pussy. I don't like to hurt them. Is there anything in our merch that would appease my disturbing, deep-rooted hatred of produce?
Why, yes, there is. So we have one piece of merchandise that will show you how to dispatch these naughty little pieces of fruit that grow on trees. And you can do it quietly and humanely.
They're an abomination under God and nature.
They are. And you can drink out of them too once they're dead.
That's right. And once they're dead, the spirits in my heart will stop screaming at me at night. And maybe I
can
get
the voices in your head.
That is a Not Another Podcast guarantee.
Voices in your head, not guaranteed to stop.
And if you go to that page now and buy merch, we'll stop this fucking commercial.
No guarantees.
Please God, yes, because I
commercial
can't stop talking like this. Commercial stopping, not a guarantee.
Outstanding.
Oh my goodness.
Not another stroke cast.
We could have scripted it better, but
we didn't script it all.
What's a script? I've never heard of this.
Look,
thing.
Hey, we don't even prep. What makes
our president doesn't even know
where it is?
Why would I?
We go in cold, man. We go
He's
in cold.
He's a billionaire. Come on, man. He doesn't need a script.
It's just the art of the deal, man.
So, watching C-SPAN all day long yesterday, we get those lovely C-SPAN callers, and most of them very fun to listen to. And there are a few that make a lot of sense. And there was one guy who came on there and was like, have you guys even read Art of the Deal? Ever since the 80s, he's been spouting this stuff. This is exactly what he does. This is what he does. And he's like, this, He has said in The Art of the Deal, he will lie for as long as it takes until people believe him. He will never admit that he's wrong. He will never admit the truth. Yeah. And he's like, these are tactics he's used since the 80s, and people are surprised he's doing it now. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of, you know, in the waning days of trying to defend him before the phone call and before things got just so completely and utterly clusterfucked. A saying is like, you know, well, we didn't realize that, you know, things were going to get this bad or whatever. I'm just like, interesting, because we all fucking did about 4 years ago. You know, you're gonna let this person loose. Fuck,
we knew before he was president.
Yeah.
Anyone who paid half a brain to it.
You know, so obviously. Oh,
fuck you. That guy on the talking box who fires people every week, he'd make a great goddamn president. America!
So, thank you.
Welcome to the home of the blind.
Thank you, Jimmy Buckles, for that impassioned speech.
So, I think one of the biggest reasons that he won was because so many of these people think that they're just temporarily displaced millionaires, and that's why they like him.
No, here's what it comes down to. Look, he won because so much of America was disenfranchised with our political system.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. This guy came in. He wasn't a career politician, and he had a name. The guy's been around. Like, he's been in the news in one form or another since the 70s, since the late 70s.
Even some pay-per-views.
He has built an empire around his name. Everything he touches turns to shit, but he is 100% the American dream. He has failed upwards all the way to the fucking White House. And this guy has, I mean, no one in America has not heard the name Trump. Before he was elected, everyone knew who Donald Trump was. So when he throws his hat in the ring, which, by the way, was a fucking book promotion stunt. Let's not forget that.
Great book.
He fucking, not only that, but it was also a ploy to get more money from NBC for The Apprentice.
NBC is notoriously cheap, so I mean.
Well, it was a negotiation tool that fucking blew up in his face.
Betsy DeVos just resigned as well. Just
so
news.
Biden.
That's
fire
what it
her?
Fucking took.
Well, I think like we've kind of mentioned, I think a lot of them are jumping ship, so they don't have to even have the 25th talk.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, though, is are we all aware of what's required to execute the 25th Amendment?
So my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Thank you. My understanding is that I don't think it's Congress who does it. I think it's the cabinet who votes to remove him.
It has to be a majority of the cabinet with the vice president, because the vice president has to be the one to deliver the letter to Congress.
And he's under immense pressure to do so.
Yeah.
You also need 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate.
So they transmit to Congress that they are invoking the 25th, that he is not fit for presidency. Trump has to then send a letter to Congress saying that he is. Pence has 4 days to reply to that.
Under the nuh-uh versus yaha argument.
Yes, basically. So he is still acting president for those 4 days. Once it's transmitted to Congress, his reply to that, they have, it's either 20 or 21 days to start the vote, start the hearings for it. So they could sit on it for up to 20 or 21 days.
But he's out of office before then. So none of this.
Well, that would give them a stall. So basically, if it's invoked, they could stall until he's out without actually having to do anything about it.
And but let's face it, fucking McConnell is the master at stalling.
Yeah.
Does anybody else kind of feel like, you know, behind all of this, or not even like really behind it, but Mitch, I feel in his weird warped turtle fucked up brain, he's like the fifth Ninja Turtle that didn't mutate. He mutated from a piece of shit.
He went the wrong way.
There's like four turtles and like a huge pile of shit. And the pile of shit turned into Mitch McConnell.
He's fucking Krang, man.
Yeah. Hey, don't. First of all, Krang's a stomach. We're not even talking about that part.
He's the scientifically accurate Ninja Turtle.
But in Mitch's head, I kind of think that as where he's at, he feels like he's the one that wields the power. Right? Like when the
he always has.
Well, for the last 4 years, he has been.
Yeah. Well, and then even before then, like he's like when he told Obama.
As long as he's been majority leader of the Senate, he's always had the power because he can stop any vote.
Yeah.
And he notoriously has a stack on his desk. Whenever they send bills there, they said that's where bills go to die. Yeah.
Yeah. He proudly calls himself the Grim Reaper.
Yep.
So he's done.
He'll be the minority leader.
For those of you who couldn't see it, Samantha was very nonplussed at that self moniker that bitch McConnell tried to put on himself.
Well, you don't give yourself a nickname. Everyone knows that.
Thank you, Sam. Fucking dropping science.
You're welcome.
Bitches get a bucket.
That's it. There's no other way around it. He's a turtle.
He is.
Again, like my allegiance.
He's been ripped out of his shell.
Yurtle the turtle.
He escaped his shell somehow.
That's a Yurtle.
I don't think
Smirch Yurtle's good name.
Here's the difference because again, I have an allegiance to TMNT, right? I can't just lump that asshole in with their shenanigans. Like it just wouldn't be right. So they're turtles, right? And we all know how that's spelled. Mitch McConnell is a turd-hole. T-U-R-D-hole.
I agree with the turd-hole part. You did.
He's a turtle.
Yeah.
Turd. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
He's a turtle.
Look, let's just
let Sam keep making sound effects. Fuck yeah. Keep going.
Please.
Damn it, that's hot.
Smith Stark, Foley artist extraordinaire.
Do the ones out your butt. Yep. The ones that shake
I'm not
buildings.
That flexible.
That's my department, James. We just saw that. Thank
that's
you.
That's true.
Do not try to usurp power, James. It's not dictatorship. We are five broken people who can't get their fucking lives together. Never forget that.
And that's what unites us.
And with that, I say good night to all of the.
Good night, Granddad.
Has this been fun?
Night, Grandpa.
You just turned into Bobby Moynihan's drunk uncle character from SNL.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Yep.
I'm tired. I'm hungry.
You young whippersnappers.
It's cold and there's wolves after me.
It's in my raccoon
wounds. We had till his
wounds.
Drink was gone.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to quick, before Danny takes off, I'm just going to say to our listeners, I'm very sorry for this rant, but
I'm not.
No, you're not. And don't be.
I'm not. They chose to listen to this.
I saw a part of my country that I was appalled by.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've always believed that we as humans, as people, can be better. And yesterday I was proven very wrong and it kind of stung. But I am very grateful for the four of you and how we can come together and rant, and I can exercise this anger
demons
in a way that doesn't land me in jail.
Double plus good. Yeah.
So really quickly,
I get all week.
Buy our merch, please. It helps us.
Become
a Patreon. It really helps us. And we'll see you all next week. Probably with some jokes.
Maybe.
There was fucking jokes.
But who knows?
Jokes.
I mean, wait, we got a whole
fucking, I don't know. It's
there
not...
was fucking jokes.
Oh, wait a second.
We got 2 weeks
show.
Before
there,
it's the 21st. Okay. The There's no run, jokes until the 21st.
Run that shit back. There was fucking jokes, James. Kiss my dick. You don't get to suck it. You get to
kiss my white ass.
You want to see it again? You want to see it again? You want to see it again?
Yeah.
I didn't see it the first time. All I saw was this bright glare.
Can you kick him from the chat, please? We don't have to see it again.
It was. It's like,
oh no, I'm highlighting it.
Negative. Hey Sam, can you turn that into like a coloring thing for Patreons? Can they get like a?
I'll need like a high quality picture.
Whoa! First of all, this ass
you got
is
a DSLR
high quality.
Hiding around there.
I mean, that's not what
tasteful nudes.
It's not what I call it, but I mean, I think I got what you're talking about.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.